Right, he makes house calls. He's a wonderful fellow. Okay, so first, just quickly, because before we start our new sugya, we're going to discuss the machlokas shina bai v'rova about whether eid zomim l'mafreya hu nifsal or mikanu l'habo hu nifsal. So Rashi tells us, when describing Abaye's halacha of l'mafreyahu nifsal pirish, ha'eid heid b'nisan, behuzan b'tishrei. So 6 months from the since the eidus, he was subject to hazoma al eidus zu l'mafreya. He says that not only is his original eidus upon which he was muzam is possible, but all the atheists that he testified between Nisan and Tishrei, they're all possible. Why? Says Rashi, Sharei Mishahayid, from the time that he testified, and he perjured himself in Nisan, the Eidazu, Rasha, who Rashi is considered a Rasha. The Tumim, that's Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, writes that Misha over Aveir Venasa Rosh Lo Mifsal Ad Sheyavo Eidim V'Yifseku Bezdin Olav Sheposel Kol Zman Shelo Bo Eidim Afgav Sheyodea V'Atzmo Shover Aveir Vavi Rosha Lo Nifsal. So it's not enough that a person knows Beino Levein Atzmo that he violated an Aveir, that doesn't passel him for Eidus. We need that Bezdin should determine that he's possibly Eidus when they get testimony that he did whatever he did that made him into a Rasha. And he says, V'afagav sheyodea bi'atzmo shava ve'ravi Rasha lo nifsal. He's not considered possible until Bezdin does it. Ulefi zeh tikshe ech nifsal l'mafreya mishosha heyek shelo nifsal ela yidei psak Bezdin. Now, I'm not sure how you do now. I'm not sure they understand this kasha. I haven't seen the teretz here, but I would have said the following. That it's true that we need Bezdin in order to establish he's a Rasha, but that's only what we call le-birur hadover. It's not le-kiyum hadover. It's not that Bezdin is needed in order to make him into a apostle. The Maisa Vera makes him into a Rasha and he's apostle Yedus. We need Bezdin to clarify that. But the problem here is the Tumim. You know, without the Tumim, Abai makes a lot of sense. But if you hold like the Tumim says that even though he himself knows he's a Rasha, so as far as Bir is concerned, it's clear, nevertheless he's not a Rasha and he's not apostle Yedus because we, Bezdin, have no Bir. So now, according to the Tumim, we have a what I call a Bein HaShmashal. So it's like a twilight zone. It's a very ambiguous category. We know of two categories. We know of Eidus L'Kiyum HaDover and Eidus L'Bir HaDover, or Bezdin L'Kiyum HaDover, Bezdin L'Bir HaDover. Now we have something in the middle. We need Bezdin L'Kiyum, but once Bezdin is Makayim, it becomes a Birur. Until such time as Bezdin is Makayim, then... I'm sorry, start again. Until such time as Bezdin is Mevarer, then there is no Kiyum. So in order to establish a Psul of Rasha, you need Bezdin as the first step to be Mevarer, right? And then, once the Mevarer, then the Kiyum is through the Maisa Vera. You know, Bezdin is going to use Birur to establish that he's a Rasha, but what generates the Rishus is the Aver itself. According to the Tumim, again, as I said before, we have this very sensitive, complex definition, which, on the one hand, we need Bezdin, but on the other hand, we're going to say that it's working L'mafreya. Now, if it's working L'mafreya, then by definition, it's the Maisa Vera that generates the Shem Rasha and the Psul Eidus.
What is the Tumim's case in terms of he's a tzaddik and wants to know if he's
correct.
Not going to Bezdin?
Correct.
Or whether he should confess to Bezdin and say, I'm a gazlan and I'm not.
Right. Or whether or not he's chayiv in Eidus. You know, he knows.
He's obligated, right?
Right. He knows the testimony. He saw it. And he knows.
Should he avoid being an aid for Kedushin because he knows it's not?
Correct. Or an aid Kedushin or even an aid of Misa. You know, he's very motivated to testify because he saw Reuven kill Shimon. But on the other hand, he knows he's possible. So the Tumim says, no, he's not possible. Why? Because you need Bezdin to possible him. No, if Bezdin has to possible him, that's called L'Kiyum HaDover. And it's L'Kiyum HaDover, it's only Mikan Ulahaba. You can't say K'iyum HaDover L'Mafreya.
I was busy constantly.
Because they have testimony against him, but they, whoever it is, I mean, you call him Yaakov Berel, you know, you don't make up the name.
No.
No. Again, we're talking about objective evidence. But again, according to Tumim, it would seem that up until the objective evidence, he's not possible. Which means that the aver per se is not enough to generate a psul and a shame rasha. We need edus l'kiyum adovra or bezin l'kiyum adovra. Well, if that be the case, then we've completely undermined Abaye, who says that zovim is l'mafreo nifsal. He says, Ra'isi b'shi'urei Rabbi Shmuel, he's the Rosh Shiva of Panovich, he's not alive anymore. L'mesechta Sanhedrin, Shekosav d'lefiyat tumim, Mai de'aminim bo edim yachach mifsalim afreya, Hainu mikanu labo nifsalim afreya. Oh, this is a very complicated business. I think it's based on a Ran in the Durin, which is called mikanu labo l'mafreya. Achein eno muvan ta'mai Nema she posel mikanal abolam afreik she toli apsul bepsak bezdin ubezno poskol of psul ad tishrei. So again, let's just think one more time if we can come up with an alternate explanation of this tumim. That maybe what we're saying is the following: that enochinami we need bezdin to make him into a posel. But nevertheless, Bezdin could passel him l'mafreya. But no, that's impossible. Why? Because according to the Tumim, maybe the Tumim is talking about a case where he knows that there was no testimony. Maybe in that case. So let's just see if that would work out. If he knows that there'll never be a Bezdin, but Bezdin nevertheless could passel him l'mafreya, is that a stira m'nei bei to say that Bezdin is going to establish the psul, but yet it's the Maisa Vera that generates the psul? How do you attach A plus B? That you need Bezdin to establish the psul, but once they do so, they are setting up a psul lemafreya. Oh, one second. Let's just see what we're saying over here. Maybe it means that you need a shame rasha, and that could only be effectuated by Bezdin. Correct? You need a shame rasha. But at what point does the shame rasha emerge? And Bezdin can establish, based on a birur, that the shame rasha emerges from the moment of the Maisa Vera.
That's a key, not a birur.
I don't know. Is it a birur or not? That's what I'm trying to suggest. You know, according to Abaye, you need a birur, correct? But yet, the Tumim says you need Bezdin, which means you need Bezdin as a kiyum. So what I'm suggesting is that Bezdin's function as a kiyum is to establish through that kiyum that the shame rasha emerges from the moment of the avera. That's the kiyum. In other words, the kiyum means that after Bezdin has a birur, what they're going to do is they're going to be mekayim his shame rasha from the moment of that maisa
vera. So you do kiyum l'mafreya. That's what you're forced into.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That there's a kiyum. But then I have to add another point, that the tumim is talking about a case where there won't be a kiyum. How does he know there won't be a kiyum? Because he assumes that there was no one there to witness his crime.
Then right? Himself.
Yeah, but that means to say that the Bezdin can only do this, to make this birur, if they have in mind that he's going to be possible l'habah.
No, not l'habah. I'm saying l'mafreya. I'm trying to explain.
No, l'mafreya will happen once they have a reason to possible him l'habah. Once they have a reason to possible him l'habah, then logically it has to have been l'mafreya, because he didn't commit the avera now.
But the only thing that rubs me the wrong way, Alan, is when you say they have to have in mind or this. Leave out. I don't think it depends upon what they have in mind. This is not Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. What we're saying is that the Maisa Aver per se cannot generate the psul. But once Bezit is there to generate the psul, they can determine at what point that shame psul is chal, and they could activate the principle of mafreya.
Yeah,
well, I don't have a precedent for that, so right now it's just very speculative. Okay, now we get to Rava. Now Rava says, "Ein lecha bo el mishas kiddusha v'elech tzorach birur diafil l'man yom mikanu lahava nifsal." Even if you're going to tell me that according to Rava, he only becomes posel mikano lahava, but he do so betelem afreya. V'im heid al mechiris karka v'huzam al mechira betelem afreya v'i aktish o zovin lova lav klubu. V'keva de ma'aminim ha'mazimim she'edus rishonim shekelem afreya misha she'idu edusim havilon lemeimar dipsulim misha she'idu eduso. This I don't understand what he's bothered by. Maybe I'm missing the point here. I would say the following, that according to Rava, we need a shem, a chal shem eid zomim, and that chal shem eid zomim is only generated from the time of when the mazimim come into Bezdin, and Bezdin accepts the testimony of the mazimim, and at that point they establish the zomimim as zomimim, and that's when they apostle. As far as the original Eidus is concerned, that's a whole different story. The Torah says you believe the second pair of Eidim, and therefore the first Eidus is betelo mevutelis. I mean, that clearly is the mafreya. I don't know what he means by I don't have to activate a principle of mafreya in order to justify that the original Eidus is completely null and void. It's null and void because we know it was Eidus Sheker. No, you understand what I'm saying? You can talk about the Gavra and whether or not his status as a shame aid is dependent upon a kiyum, which means an establishing him by virtue of the Eidus Hamazima, and then he becomes an Eid Zomen. So that's Mikan Lahaba. But in terms of the Eidus itself is clearly Eidus Sheker. I don't have to actively apply the principle of Mafreya. Vinire Dila Rava Palgina Nemonis Dila Inya Bitola Eidus Liftar Anidon. I'm reading Zer Sakosu She Eidus Sheker Avala Inya Psul Eidim Machba She Eidus Sheker is I don't know what.
Right.
Don't forget about Einam Nemonis. This is a mistake. Just 1 second. Einam Nemonachrum. No, this is wrong, by the way. You have to cross that out. He didn't mean it. He probably wrote it when, Agav Riyuta, when he was writing quickly, because he wrote an awful amount of volume. But you don't just take out the word Einam Nemonim. That's not right. They are Nemonim, but they generate a shame psul in the eighth. Right, and the shem psul is generated mikan lahava because of the principle of ein lecha boil mishas chidusho v'eil.
Okay, that's not what he says there, though. What he's saying is that his palgin dibura.
Yeah, forget about palgin and dibura. That's totally wrong. The Torah says we believe the second pair of Eidim. Period. Don't tell me palgin and dibura. Again, just cross out these words. Okay. Do me a favor. Just cross out these words. There's certain things are intolerable. Say, okay. Now, Eid Zomeim Abaye Omar Lemafreyahu Nifsal Rava Amar Mikanu Lenifsal Abaye Omar Lemafreyahu Nifsal Meidna Di Asid Roshahu Vatora Omra Al Toshes Rosha Eid. In other words, the Maisa Avera of Eidus Sheker generates the Psul Rosha, and therefore he's possible from the moment of the Maisa Avera. Rava says Mikanu Lahava Nifsal Eid Zomeim Chidush Maichos Avzana Ella Ein Lecha Bol Mishas Chidushah. The Rambam in the 18th chapter of Hilchas Eidus writes the following: Zeh Shehemina Torah Eidim Achronim Al Eidim Rishonim Gzeiros Hakosavi Ubekesef Mishnah De'Amrinim B'Meruba B'Perek Zeborer. Right, this sugya that we're learning here in Sanhedrin Chavzayin appears also in Perek Meruba B'Vakama Eid Zomeim Chidushu Maichosus D'Samchas Ahani Smocha Ahani. Oh, now the Kesef Mishnah has the following question, which is a very excellent question. I mean, he doesn't need my agreement. We Paskin, one of the Yal Kagams, right, the Ayin of Yal, is Eidim Zomimim L'mafreyahu Nifso, which means that Abaye says that this is not a Chidush. Otherwise, Abai would be in trouble because we have a principle of Ein Lecha Bo'el Mishas Chidush of the Eilach. So it means that the Rambam on the one hand is going to paskin like Abaye because of Yal Kagam, which means that Eitzom L'mafreyahu Nifsal, and yet the Rambam is going to say that Zesha Min and Torah L'achronim Al Rishonim is all based on Gzeiros HaKosov.
That's why you shouldn't have to cross out what you said before. Because that's what he's saying.
Alan, do me a favor.
Okay, I crossed.
Look, again, There are very few times when I become extremely intolerable. But there's no such thing as palginin dibura when the Torah says we believe the second pair of eight.
But what is it saying right now where it says zeirus hakasev?
Zeirus hakasev is that the Torah says we believe the second pair of eight. Period. That's all. I'm not going to fight with you on this now. I'm not going to fight with you. I'll fight with you afterwards if you want, but not now.
I'll accept it.
Because if I fight with you now, I might punch you in the nose. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so let's again try to appreciate the Kesef Mishnah's question over here. It's a brilliant question. And it's like one of those, how's Rabbi Kivega say, Tzorchi and Gottles. Because how can you tell me that we pass like a baye? And therefore, it's zomis l'mafreyahu nifsal, and then apply the principle of gzeres hakosav. He says the following: V'afal gav de rava hu di amar hachi. Who said that it was gzeres hakosav? It was only rava. The less hilchus hakavasi. We're going to apply the principle of zomis l'mafreyahu nifsal aloch like abaye. Hainu b'maidik amar di eno nifsal l'mafreya. As far as Rav is concerned, that he says he's not posel mafreya, we're not going to accept Rav's shita. So I'm not sure exactly what he means here. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah means that according to Abaye, we don't have a principle called Eilech Abol Mishas Chidush V'Eilech. But whenever the Torah is Mechadish something, then we take it at face value and we apply that Chidush straight across the board. Ulam atur b'choshin mishpat siman lamid ches kasev ibnei zeh achronim nemanim kevin shei. Oh, this is the Ramban, right? The famous Ramban al Torah is kevin shei meidim al gufat shel edim havikilu eidu aleim shargu an nefesh. The Ramban, I think, gives the case of gazalenusa. Anyway, o shechil was a Shabbos v'ein einin nemanim al atzma lo melo asinu kach v'kach ubelecha mishne perak yud ches. But according to Abaye, and we pass like Abaye, Eidzon l'mafreyo nifsal, because it's not a chidush. So I'm not sure, you know, getting back to the Kesef Mishnah for a minute, where does the Kesef Mishnah fit into this whole matrix here? Is he agreeing that according to Abaye, Eidzon is not a chidush? It sounds like he's saying that Abai would also agree that Eid Zomim is a chidush, but he argues about the principle of Eilech Abol Mishas Chidush of Eilech. V'hine Arama b'perk Yud Ches Milchus Eidus Kosav Umah Bein HaKchosha LaZoma HaKchosha B'Eidus Atzma LaZoma B'Eidim Atzma. So in the case of HaKchosha, we have a contradiction in the Eidus, right? The first pair of Eidim say that Reuven was there to kill Shimon or to borrow $100 from Shimon, and the second pair of Eidim say we were there at that time and Reuven was not available, so it couldn't be that your Eidus is true. In the case of Azoma, the Eidim who say Yimono Yisim, they have no clue as to whether or not Reuven killed Shimon. They just know that these Eidim couldn't have been there to have seen Reuven kill Shimon. Oh, so the Rambam says it explicitly. Einam yodim im niya dover o lo haya dover. Ketzad, Eidim shebohu. So two Eidim came. Ubo shnaim achir v'yomru v'yom zeh v'makum zeh ha'inu imochem. Ah, v'im elu kol hayom. Oh, look, let's underline those words in the Rambam. V'im elu kol hayom. So the Rambam in Hazoma is now integrating both Hazoma and Hakchosha. Just 1 second. V'makom zeh hayinu imochem v'im elu kol hayom. So we were with
That's just Hazoma.
I'm sorry. No. We were there at that place with you. Oh, I'm sorry, I misread the Rambam. We were there with you at that place. Just 1 second. Alan, just 1 second. Let me just let a Jew live. I'm sorry, just give me a little breathing space, okay? So he says the following, that the Rambam is telling you that the second pair of Eidim are Makrishim, the first pair of Eidim. They say, yeah, you were there in Chicago on that day, and we were with you on that day. The only problem is, we were also with Reuven and Shimon, the Malv and the Lova, or the Rotzeach and the Nirtzach. And what you say happened didn't happen. We were with you at that place. we saw the two parties that you're talking about, and no ritzicha took place. So that's not azoma, that's hakhosha. Lo zeh harig esev, lo zeh hilva esev, harei zu hakhosha. Aval im amru lahem, ein anu yodim. We don't know if this person killed or didn't kill on that particular day. But we know that it didn't. It couldn't have been that you were there in Yerushalayim to witness this crime. Why? Because anu me'idim shatem bi'atzmechem ayisa mimanu biyom zeh bebavel. You couldn't have been in Yerushalayim, you're with us in Babylonia. Rather, I'm just giving a far out case. It couldn't be that he took a fast, you know, a Concorde plane to get there on time. It's are elu zomim v'nerogim o meshalmim. Hoel ve edim sheizimam lo hishgichu al atzmam shall edus atzma shall edus klal. They have no statement, they have no inclination as to whether or not the edus itself is true or not true. In emes hayosheker, all that testifying is about the atzmam shall edim, that the edim were in Bavel at the time they claim they're in Yerushalayim to witness this crime. Blecha mishna digdek mea rambam shekosav de meidu. Shehayinu imochem v'im elu v'makom ploni v'lo yidvar me'olam d'choshiv le'arambam ha'choshiv d'kol hecha d'nichal be'ah. So the Lecha Mishnah apparently understood the Rambam the way I initially thought I was reading the Rambam, that there's an overlap here of both ha'choshiv and ha'zoma, and somehow the ha'choshiv undermines the ha'zoma. So I interpret the Rambam that the Edim HaMazimim were saying that you were there, we were there with you, and exactly where you are, we were, and we know you were there at the same time, at the same place, but the murder didn't take place. But the case of the Lecha Mishnah is learning the Rambam that when it says B'makom Zeh Hayinu, oh, B'makom Zeh, and that's, he's underlining the words b'makom zeh. B'makom zeh meaning in a different place. Hayinu imachem. I don't know that b'makom zeh means in a different place, but that's the Lecha Mishnah. But since he also denies the murder, right? Because the so-called murder was with us also in that other place on that day. He couldn't have murdered because we were with him and he didn't commit any crime. Is therefore there's also hakoshes and an overlap of hakosh and hazama. The edus is defined as hakosh and not as hazama, and therefore the Rambam would say that we cannot rely on the original edus. It's a kind of a trace situation, but the first pair of edim are not zomimim. So let's read it again. He says, the kol hecha de nichal be'edusam hakosha ve'hazoma. So he's got an overlap of both hakosha and hazoma. Lo choshev hazoma. In other words, the hakosha, in a sense, the hakosha already accomplishes its goal, and it nulls and voids the edus. So once hakosha accomplishes that goal, then there's no possibility of hazoma over here, because the original edus is completely null and void. That you were with us in a different place at that time. Because of Alzer, and apparently the Lecha Mishnah adds the following comment, which means that Abai denies the Chiddush. Wow, this is a whole pilpul here of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah wants to suggest that this Rambam, that in an overlap of Hakosh and Azoma, there's no Azoma, this is only Lishitoso. This would not reflect the Tur, because the Tur would say that in the case of an overlap of Hakosh and Azoma, we would apply Hazama. And why is that? Because the difference between Akash and Hazama is that in Akash we don't know who to believe, but in the case of Hazama we know who to believe. We believe the Mazimim and not the Zomimim. So if there was Hazama here, then we have to believe the second pair of Edim. And if we believe the second pair of Edim according to the Torah, then even though there's also Akasha, nevertheless Hazama would apply, because the Torah says we have to mete out the punishment to the Edim Zomim as they wanted to beat out to the Nidon, and now we know that these Edim Zomim are Edim Zomim because we believe the second pair of Edim according to the Torah. However, the Rambam is Lishitoso, because the Rambam holds that the fact that we believe the second pair of Edim is purely Exeris HaKosuf, and even Abaye admits that is Exeris HaKosuf, and therefore the Exeris HaKosuf Hazoma that tells me we should believe the second pair of Edim, that only applies if there's pure Hazama. But if there's an overlap of Hazama and Akasha, then the Torah did not say that we believe the second pair of Edim. Now why is that so? I think the only explanation is because Akasha voids the Edus. And if the Edus is void as a result of Akasha, we cannot apply the Gzeres HaKosuf of Hazama. Hazama only applies when the Edus per se, if not for the Hazama of the original Edim Zomim, would have been a valid Edus, but we've already accomplished. Now again, this, in my mind, this could really depend upon the original discussion that we had before, whether L'mafreya hu nifsal or Mikan l'Habu hu nifsal. So for example, in the case of Akasha, are we actually undermining the Edus L'mafreya, or are we just saying that from now on we cannot rely on that Edus? And the Nafkamita would be in a case where you also have Hazama together with Akasha. He says, Vehine, how long do we have? Another few minutes? Vehine, Hatur Kosav, Shachronim, Nemonim, Ibn Shachoshav, Edis al Gufam, Shal Edim, Avikilu, Heid, Shahargus, Nevakil, Shabashim, Enim, Nemon al Atzlam, Osinu, Kavitzorach, Beer, Taimud, Arambab, De Polig, Usvir, Le Davik, Zerisakos, Vechidush. So I don't know what he's going to say, but I think there's a simple answer to this question. And that is that it's still considered treu treu. Why? Because if two witnesses say about Ploni Almoni that he was Mechal Shabbos, he stole something, those Edim are on trial, and they cannot be Machish, the two Edim. So it's treu against zero. But in a case where they testified against so-and-so, and we accepted their Edus, then included in that Edus is that they were there at that time and at that place in order to see the Edus. So we've already accepted with the Chal Shem Edus their testimony, because it's not testimony on themselves, a testimony on Ploni Almoni, on the Alma, on somebody else. Well, let's see his answer. He says, V'nira, the Beksubis Daf Chof, Amar Rabbi Avo, Ein Mezimis Edim El Bifneihem, Amakhishim Esa Edim Shalo Bifneihem. Correct. So, in the case of Akasha, to passel the Edus, we have Treu Treu. It doesn't matter whether it's Bifneim or not. Why? Because Akasha is not the Edom on trial, but rather the Nidon is on trial. So I don't need the Edom to be there for the time of Akasha. It's only in the case of Azoma that since the Edom are on trial, therefore they have to be there at the time of Azoma. Pirish Rashi, She'ein mazimin ha'edim ela bifneihem. Sharehein boim lechaivon. Hein means the mazimim are coming lechaivon. Onesh, o benefesh, o bemomon, v'atora omra, v'huad bibolav, yoba balashov yamin al shora. Fine, that makes a lot of sense. Again, we're trying to come to explain why the Rambam holds that Eitzom is a chidush. I mean, you don't have to ask the question on the Rambam, you could ask the question on Rava in the Gemara. Uberivash, kosav dechi amrina zoma shalo bifonov hakosha havi ein hakavono davi kishar shteki te edim amakhishim ze to call echok shera bifnei atzma the shiny hosom. The kevan shehuzmu begufan afilu shelo bifneihem hakata muzemes he levada hamukheshes bevadai Vehachrona mezima hikshera levada bevadai. Oh, just one second. I see what the word levada means. Let's underline the word levada. That's the key word over here. He says the following. This is the Rivash. He says that since there's a hazama begufan, so therefore the kat muzemes is psula. Normally we say in trey that zubah b'fnei atzma midah v'zubah b'fnei atzma. Each kat can testify henceforth on another case, because we don't passel some of mitzad sofik. But here, since there was a zama begufan shel edim, albeit shelo b'fneihem, but that's enough to passel them as for edim. So again, why is it trey u'trey? Well, this Rivash is a bit complicated. Let's try to see if we can understand the lumdus here of the Rivash. On the one hand, the Rivash is saying that the Eidus is Mukheshes. Ah, what's he saying? It's Eidus Muzemes. The Chalo Bifneim is Halacha in the Kiyum of Yassis and Lokash Zoma, as far as the Onshim are concerned. There we need Bifneim. But as far as Eidus Begufam is concerned, we don't need Bifneim. Just one second. No. What does he mean? He means that for sure we believe the second pair of Eidim. Not sure I understand this Rivash. Let's read it again. Techiyam rinan azzama shalom b'fon av hakchosh avi eina kavon et havi kishar shnei ki tiyem achishin zeh kolechet bo b'fnei atzmo umei ida the shiny awesome. There it's a case of, in other words, the case that we're dealing with is a case where huzmu begufan, right? So the second pair of Edim say that you were with us elsewhere. You could have been there at the scene of the crime.
Not only for Einish, they have an amanus period.
They have no?
They have an amanus period, not just for Einish. They have an amanus. So in other words, they're not considered mukhash because the other people are balei dvarim. Even if you don't.
Right, they're considered muzam.
Yeah. Even though they were not talking about Einish.
Right, so I'm saying the following. I think what the Rivash is saying, which I think is what you're saying, Sam, we're both saying it in two different words, is that halacha bifneihem is a requirement only as far as vasis and lo kasha zoma. But as far as gufan shel edim is concerned, yeah, but I still don't understand. Even in gufa shel edim, there still is halacha bifneihem. Just one second.
He's saying no.
No, we it's Yovel Balashovi Amin al Shoro. Just one second.
That's only without the punishment.
Oh, I see. Gufan shel Edim would mean that what? He's not. So, but he's saying now that the Edim themselves cannot testify in any other case. Am I right?
Kevin
to whose move?
No, not
no he's not
case.
Saying that?
No, just that.
He says,
as far as he's concerned.
No, he says Kevin Shahuzmu Gufana Shivish on Hakas Muzemesi.
Levada.
And it means
the Me'idim are not called Mukhash.
No, but again, I think he's saying, let me read it one more time, just give me a second. I think he's saying they cannot testify henceforth. Afilu shalom b'fneim Hakat Muzemesi Levada.
Hakat Hamuzemes he levada mukheshet.
Right.
Mukheshes means
they're
that
the only ones that are considered mukheshes, and the second ones are not considered mukheshes.
Right, and the nafkavi is whether the Edom could come and testify.
No.
Because he says achrona, the second pair of Edom, hamazima, hikshera levada, that from now on she could testify.
The second one, because it's not called mukhesh.
Right,
but the first pair of Edom cannot testify.
No, just what got me this.
No, that's not what he's talking about. No, Sam, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about whether or not...
Mukhash.
Correct. Mukhash means that they can no longer testify. That's what I think he's saying.
Depending on what you say, if they were chizder or not. Right?
Yeah. He's going quite to Rav Huna, let's say. But right, because he quoted Rav Huna earlier when he said, Zubah b'fnei atzma v'idah. So now the question is, levada, meaning b'fnei atzma, could each one of these two aid them testify? In the case of Akasha, the answer is yes, each one could testify. We pass like Rav Huna. But in a case of Hazama, even if we shalom b'fneihem, then he levada, if that original pair of Edom Azomimim, right, would come on its own to testify, is we would not be able to rely on their testimony, because that's already chal on the Gufan Shel Edom. Vachrona, whereas the Mazima would be able to be kosher levada. Levada means there's no mixture between, let's say, Reuven and Yehuda, if you know what I mean. One aid from this.
I don't think so. I think levada means if the Muslim dikakat comes to testify, they're called mukhash. If the
legabi what?
Mukhash, I guess.
No, might not give me.
If you hold vagrafona, they're called mukhash. But if the second one comes to testify, they're not called mukhash.
No, so I'm saying when you say the first pair of Eid is mukhash, I think what you're saying is exactly what I'm saying.
Either Lagabi this or Lagabi the future. I don't know. If you go up on the future, if Lagabi this.
No, Lagabi this, there's no bearing, there's no relevance.
Lagabi this only.
Right, because
one,
we have Akasha here.
Yeah, no, Lagabi this, only the Muzam Dika are called mukhash. The Mazimim are not called mukhash.
No, but Maynaf Gimina, what do you gain Halach Lamaisa by calling the first pair of Eid mukhash? What is he trying to
accept their testimony?
Yeah, that's right.
What, this testimony or future testimony? No! No, this testimony is I don't have to call it mukhash,
yes,
because there's akash in the Edus itself. I don't have to deal with the Edus itself.
It's not called muzam. It's just called mukhash. It's not called muzam.
No. Then you're not adding anything. He's
probably not. Okay.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're talking about the Edus itself, the Edus is mukhash. That's for sure. That's upgrade. I don't need the rivash for that.
Yeah,
because as far as akash is concerned, even shalom b'fneim there's akash. So for sure the Edus is not worth a dung. But I think he's saying that the Edom are Mukhashim as far as future Edios are concerned. And that's a pellet to me, because that should require Yovel Bal Ashar. Right? Let's see what he adds of it. Vareza kehai disnan eino Edom nasim so much yezumu kulam v'chein ad sheyigmar adin da'ainu linyan onesh ha'edim ulvad avala edusa b'ah. A deuce of a tale, but that I know. But look at the next four words. Vinif solim lechol edushim ba'olam. So again, I have no qualms about that. For sure, they should be possible lechol edushim ba'olam. Why? Because these conditions of gemar din or achi azuma kulam, those are conditions in va'isa va'sisim lo kasha zoma. Right, but as far as the basic hazom is concerned, but he's applying that to the case of Edus Mukheshes when it's Shalom Befanov, and I was just wondering about that, because if it was Shalom Befanov, I don't know that you could passel someone Shalom Befanov. For example, all these cases that we're talking about of Achi Yigmar Din, or for example Achi Zuma Kulam, they were all cases where the Edom Zoma were there. They were there in Beis Din at the time the second pair of Edom said Imanu Ayisa. And therefore, they are possible from now and on. But in the case of Shalom Afanov, then I don't know. The Rivash, in my opinion, is going a little bit too far. But I'm sure there's an answer to this question. Ukmar Shikosav Aramav Perkhof Milchas Edus is Hachinami be Edom Shehuz Ah. V'Hachinami be Edom Shehuz Mushalom Bifneim Adinkach. Why is that so? You're talking about passeling the Edoms.
Because they are supposed that they're Nemlin, that's why.
No. I'm not talking about Xeris HaKos that they're Nemon. I'm talking about the fact that whenever you want to apostle someone for Edus, even when you are Nephon, you need Bifneir. There's no such thing as apostling someone if he's not in abstentia. You know what I'm saying? You know, if, in a phantom case. V'chein mashma milosh and Rashi. Yeah, HaKosh is something else.
No.
Zubav Bifnei Atzmami, do Zubav Bifnei Atzmami. Right. No, Rav Chisda is going to say something else. I don't know which one lied, so therefore I can, you know, besuffic, I can never rely on that. That's like a suffix that undermines the chazon. For that, you have to know more about the sugi of trey, you know. V'chein mash milosh and Rashi shekosav nehida zoma lohavi Leon Shom Lo Benefesh Shom Moment Akosha Havi Levatale Du. Okay, Levatale Du. Where does he see Psula Edom? I don't see anything in Rashi about Psula Edom. That's already included on the Akosha. Even Shalom Bifneim. Just 1 second before I let you go. I just want to see for 1 second. The Seimus Enim Nifsolim Shalom Bifneim. So I don't understand. I think the Nesivus is saying something that's poshut to me, but apparently it's not so poshut. And he says, where does he see something?
Shach disagrees.
Right, the Shach is going to hold like the Rivash, but I'm just wondering, what did he find in Rashi? V'chein mashmi loshen Rashi shekosev. Nehida zomelo havi li onsham lo le nefesh velo mamon hakosha havi levatel a dusam. Well, what does he see in Rashi? He's reading half of the Rashi and he's not reading the second half of the Rashi. The mashba the rak li inyan chiyuv onesh choshe baldin al psul. Where does he see anything about psulinus? Okay, look, Rabosai. There's obviously a machlokas here of some very deep and profound implications here about whether you could pasul edim shelo bifneim. I mean, I thought it was a dover poshul like the nesivas. There's no such thing as pasuling edim without bifneim, because now the edim are on trial and you can't put someone on trial unless he's there in front of Bezdin.
Generally speaking, that's true.
And here he's saying that he found some sort of a Rashi that I don't see what he saw in the Rashi.
So you come to say, these Edom are Gazlonim, you have to have a name, otherwise they're not possible. But the document,
correct,
but
absolutely.
But the
I would take a shrew on that.
The document becomes a problem, no?
The who?
The document, whatever is the
document. Oh, correct,
they're
correct. Edis. Correct.
They're Edis.
Correct. Correct. That's already Akosh on the Edis. That's already our question.
Can I ask a tangential?
Wait, I just want to think about what Alan is saying. Okay. Alan is saying that maybe it's different in the case of Azom. Let's just figure that out. If the Torah, let's say, believes the second pair of Edim, yes. So therefore we should passel the first pair of Edim because we believe the second pair of Edim. Yeah, but that's true even in the case of Gazal and Nusa. If two Edim say that Reuven stole and he's a no good thief, they have to testify that in the presence of Reuven. They can't just say about Reuven, oh, there's a guy, Reuven.
That's not Achoshe, but what he's saying is, if Edom come and say that Reuven stole something, another set of Edom come and say he didn't steal anything.
Right.
Right? So it's tray of tray.
Right.
Right? And they just cancel each other out, generally
right,
speaking.
Right.
But they don't cancel each other out when those are all, the second ones are all Edom Azoma. Because the Torah believes them in Azoma, that gives...
No, but I'm asking you a different question, yeah. Alan. If two Edom testify against Reuven that he stole a diamond ring, right? Yeah. And Reuven is not there in Bezdin. Is he a Gazlan? Is he possibly Edom from now on? That's I just want to know. If you answer me that question, yes or no? If the answer is
no,
yes, I'm on the Shach side,
not,
you know, together
not,
with the Rivash.
But that's not the case that they're talking.
So, and now, do you believe the pair of Edom that said that he's a Gazlan? Is there any reason to doubt it?
No, yeah, because you have another set of Edom.
No.
Oh,
again,
just one set of Edom.
I just want to demonstrate to you, or shall I say, I want to dramatize that you believe. You believe Edom, but yet you don't passel Edom. Meaning, you believe the second pair of Edom. No one's questioning the second pair of Edom, and the first pair of Edom on trial, they can't be makish the second Edom. And yet the Edom, I think by your own admission, again, unless we're making a big boo-boo here, are still ksherim. We can't, we don't accept Edom shalom b'fah. I don't even know if there's a Kabbalah say this in such a case.
Isn't the logic not accepting
in Achosha? That's something different. Achosha, I'm talking about whether Reuven borrowed from Shimon or not. I don't need the Edom to be there, right. You know, to be Mukoshin. Right. But if you want to apostle those Edom and point an accusing finger at them and say that they're, instead of Gazlonim, they're Rishon because they were made Sheker, then for that you need the Edom to be there. Again, despite the fact that I believe the second pair of Edom, it's not a question of whether I believe them or not. So I can accept from now until doomsday that the Torah says he believes the Edom Amazimit. But if it's Shalom Bifneim, you can't possibly Edom.
But where does it say before Shalom Bifneim is talking about the one that is the Gazlan? They say it's usually being a Gazlan. Being a Gazlan.
I'd have to research that for you, but I'm pretty sure that the principle of Yom HaBal HaShor, the Yamin Al Shoro, means that whenever someone's on trial, you can't accept testimony about that person if he's not there.
But I think what here is talking about, Shalom Bifneim is talking about the second set of Edom, giving Edom Shalom Bifneim, but the first set of Edom.
Right. So how can you passel the first pair of Edom according to the...
Because you're not saying anything about whether... You're saying by being Edom Machishim, what you're saying is the first set of Edom are lying.
Correct.
That's right, period. Now, they don't have to correct. Say that before the person that's being accused of Gazlanus, because they're not trying to do anything to him. They're only trying
correct.
To...
Correct. So that's the case of Akosh. But I'm asking, the Rivash wants to say that if you would have a hazama shalo bifneim, and the original edim right. are not available, the edim become possible. We're going to say that the requirement of bifneim is only like the case of Gemar Din or Achiyazum, you know, Shneim, that we cannot punish the edim because there was no Gemar Din, or because they only said imanu ayisa to one of the two edim. And therefore the Edim, the Zomimim, are off the hook as far as Kasha Zoma. But certainly believe the second pair of Edim, and we have to throw out the first pair, the Edim of the first pair of Edim. Comes the Rivash, and he says the same thing applies in Shalom Bifneim. Which means that if the Mazimim say, Imanu Ayisam, and the Edim aren't there, the original Edim, then, again, we're going to suspend the din of Kasha Zoma, that's a din in Onshim, because right. for Onshim we certainly need right. Yavo Bala right. Shor V'yamin Al Shoro, but as far as the Edim and their status henceforth as Edim, we don't need them to be there. And if that's not true in Gazlonus, then why is it true in this case of Imanu Ayisam? That I don't follow. Again, it's not a question of do I trust the second pair of Edim. I trust them... What's the word in English?
Implicitly.
Implicitly, right, implicitly.
But we don't care if you trust
But that's not enough. That's not enough to establish a psul when someone's on trial. So I'm missing a little bit of a piece of the puzzle here. And maybe when we study the Shach, we'll figure this all out.
Okay, then?
So let's just take a break now, because in about 10 minutes I start teaching Ein on the Mesa Matzvah Russia, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry, not Ein on the Mesa Matzvah, cross that out. I mean, Ein... Yeah, ain't sleep with fire.